Welcome to IGPX podcast number 24. I'm Josh, webmaster and owner of endreviews.com and the IGPX subsite. And I never thought I would be doing this podcast again, but here I am, I think six, seven years later, doing a podcast about IGPX. Why? Because if you haven't heard, the IGPX series will be rerun on Cartoon Network starting on Saturday, April 27th during the Adult Swim Toonami block at 2 a.m. So I guess that means it's technically early morning Sunday at 2 a.m. Just in case that wasn't clear. I think that's what it is. Check your local TV schedules to verify that. You definitely don't want to miss that. So I guess that would be, let's see, 1 a.m. for Central Time, and Mountain will have to check on their own, and West Coast should also be, should also be 2 a.m. So you probably heard my microphone adjust about 20 seconds ago. I'm actually re-recording this now. You won't notice in the real podcast, but I just lost about half of my podcast because I don't know what happened. The microphone had an error, and I thought it was running fine. But maybe that will make this first half less ranting because now I knew what I wanted to say, and now I can say it probably in less time. So let's get right to it. I think this podcast will be just general, but I did want to get into sort of the background as to how the show got back on the air. It appears that for a while there were some major issues with the show getting back on the air. So it looks like Cartoon Network didn't have the rights, so to speak, and people were baffled. You know, it was Toonami's original production. People were saying, you know, how in the world could they not have the rights to this? For whatever reason that Jason and them didn't go into specifically, but that's fine. You know, for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. But then, whenever Toonami was put back on, I guess that was about a year ago now. I really don't know exactly when. And that obviously, that came to people's mind that it was going to be that IGPX would come back, right? That's what everyone was sort of asking. Now it's been cleared for the air, and it will be coming back on, you know, pretty shortly now. Speaking of all that, Jason actually gave an interview to ToonamiFaithful.com, so please check out that website because they did a really good job of asking pretty good questions, kind of reflective questions that you would ask, you know, 6, 7, 8 years later to a producer. But please go to ToonamiFaithful.com. I couldn't do a lot with this website, but they did a really good job of interviewing him. In the end, now we are able to enjoy it online, on TV. It's not in the best time slot, so I don't know what we could expect in the future. You know, there's a chance, it sounds like there's a chance it could move up from 2 a.m. to 1 a.m. or something, but we'll see how that goes. I wouldn't expect too much. Hopefully it will stay at 2 a.m. and not get any later. I would definitely say, especially if you're a first-time watcher, unless you're a night owl, I would definitely suggest using DVR. And on that note, the DVDs are very hard to get nowadays, apparently. It looks like the 6th and 7th in particular are very difficult to acquire unless you have a lot of money, like hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. They're virtually impossible to get is what it sounds like. So I don't know what to say about that. It appears that Bandai Entertainment actually stopped its DVD production a couple years ago or so. I don't remember exactly when, but they stopped. So there really is almost no chance of getting the DVDs back. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what it's looking like. I would encourage you to at least check out what there is. It looks like volumes 1 through 5 of Uncut are still available, if I remember correctly. They're available for less than $20 each. But the Toonami versions, especially, are actually very hard to come by. Again, you know, maybe up to $100 for each one, for each season. And the Toonami version is what you're going to be watching on TV, of course. That's Toonami. So I would definitely suggest DVR if you want to have, you know, I guess that's legal. I presume it's legal. Is it not? That's that's probably the most legal way to do it, rather than, you know, watch on TV or where, I don't know, wherever you could find on the internet, which I don't encourage you to do. So I really hope that it does well. That's about all I have to say about that. I will have to see how it goes with the series, and I hope that there's more that comes out of it, such as DVDs. The podcast, again, the podcast that Tsunami Faithful did does cover more stuff, such as, you know, was the show in HD? Apparently, it originally was. I didn't even know this until today, because I always knew the show was in SD, and or not, you know, yeah, no, SD is a fair word to say. The show was never made available in anything higher than DVD quality, which is considered nowadays to be SD. So it's not like it's inferior, it's just the way it is. And that's sort of the way the Tsunami side has as well. Apparently, I don't know, you have to listen to the podcast. It just doesn't sound like very, not very feasible that we're going to get even Blu-rays. But you might get DVDs, and that would be something better than nothing. So I hope that we're graced by whoever, whatever publisher would consider that. And before I move on to the next subject, if you have any questions, you know, one reason I didn't do the interview was because a second interview is because I think that Jason or whoever is running the Tsunami Tumblr, they're doing a really good job of answering questions. So I would say direct any questions to them. You're certainly welcome to ask me anything, but I think you could probably ask them and get a better answer, perhaps even a faster answer. So that's where I would direct you for those. So I think that covers all that. As for the future of this website, you know, I guess it was always coming through my mind that I could always do more updates to this website, and I always wanted to make this the most extensive, not because I needed to claim that title or anything, but just because this show deserved a decent fan site. I really hope that this is at least a decent fan site. And, you know, I really hope that by keeping it up, at least, that I've kept some part of the show alive. I'm so happy that Jason and whoever else pushed so hard to get this back on the air. I'm really, really excited. Because I really hope that this helps to bring more fans into the series. And maybe we will see more, you know, things come out of it, such as, you know, re-releases of DVDs. Not that that would help me. Of course, I have all of them, but I would love to see new fans be able to actually own them, because it's very frustrating. There were people who would email me just last year, even, who were telling me, I didn't even know that the DVDs were, you know, were so expensive, but they just, Bandai stopped making them, and that's the end of that. So I probably shouldn't keep going back to that topic, but in any case, I always saw ways to improve this website. I very slowly was updating the episode guides to add the uncut information, just the stuff that was cut, you know, the parts that I noticed. There were still a few episodes I didn't quite get 100%, but I got most of it. And I never really got the website in a great thematic position. I do apologize for that. I really look back at this now and I wonder how anyone can stand the layout. I don't know what I could do, honestly. It would take a lot of creativity on my part, and maybe just some good direction. And I will just say, for anyone who is curious, I really did try a new background and a whole new theme, but there just didn't seem to be much I could do with what I'm working with, which is just myself. And so I'll be the first to admit that this is not the best looking website in the world. I'm so glad for all the patience that you guys have given. There was always the thought to sort of change it into a Wikipedia type feel, but I don't know that's what I was going for. So we'll see, or, you know, maybe not Wikipedia, but maybe more of a blog type feel. I think that's possible, but at this point, you know, it's gonna stay the way it is. I do, for reasons I won't necessarily get into right now, I do like the sort of what's the word? The hard feel of a web page. It's sort of a it feels more physical, if that's even a way to put it, than a blog page, which can easily have permalinks change, which I know it goes against the idea of a permalink, but so I'm kind of ranting at this point, but you get the idea. It looks like the website will stay about the way that it is. I did slightly adjust the background, so hopefully it's a little bit more readable, or yeah, it's a little bit lighter shaded than the original, and it should look better on a wider screen, because I know myself included, we all have wider screens than we did 8 years ago, so I hope that the website looks a little bit better in that regard. But before I rant too much and lose some viewership, I would like to talk about the action reports, which you may have noticed on my main navigation bar in the top left, because I gave it the best position, I guess. He's the first class of the plane, I guess you could say. Well, I should quickly talk about how that came into fruition. I started purchasing the Japanese DVDs less than a year ago, maybe about 6 months ago, and to my surprise, they came with these booklets. I didn't know. I actually bought the first DVD for about $5 new. I couldn't believe it. The original cost of these DVDs, by the way, were about $60. It's outrageous. It's you probably wouldn't pay $60 for a collector's edition of one Star Wars movie. You might do it for two or three, I guess. I don't know, but I can't think of very much that you would pay $60 for, even if you were a huge fan of something. And that's about what these DVDs cost in Japan when they were first made, and they were also never re-released, of course. And it's even worse than the American side. The American side was made into 7 releases, so you had to pay for 7 different DVDs, but those were only $20. In Japan, it was 9 DVDs, and they were all about $60. Maybe the last one was cheaper, but in any case, they're still cheap. They're relatively very inexpensive, and you can get all of them. The IGPix DVDs in America are still hard to get. I still can't believe I'm talking about DVDs. The whole point, though, is that they come with these booklets, and that these booklets have a lot of information, a lot of extra information that was basically unavailable, or later I found out they were available on the Japanese website, but it's a lot of sort of trivia information. I thought, you know, I've got the most extensive website on the internet. I might as well push through and translate these. I know Japanese, not perfectly, certainly not up to a, you know, translating level, but enough that I could really translate what these reports, so to speak, were saying. These booklets were written like a newspaper or a magazine. I don't know if I've done a good job of telling you what they are. It's, you know, again, they're just kind of blurbs about what happened on each episode. And it's, you know, recaps and sort of, you know, I guess you could say like a reporter's kind of view of what happened. So it's very interesting, and in some cases it's actually added into the canon of IGPX. For example, the team's name that they fought, I don't think was ever said in the show. So if you really care about what that team, the first team that they fight to win the IG-2 in the very first episode, in the first like 3 minutes of the first episode, so if you really care about that, that's something you can look forward to when I post that information on. I'll post it shortly after the West Coast premiere, I guess. My goal is to have them all up by noon on Sunday, Eastern Coast time. So you can enjoy that pretty early on, you know. I don't know how else to say it than that, I guess. Now these do take a while. If the first episode has actually 3 different reports that I'll post all at the same time, and they're all text-based. It looks kind of ugly right now, I'll admit, so I'll probably wrap some pictures around that eventually. So please bear with me on that. I will try to make it look a little better eventually. I know I'm saying that, I can already see myself being very lazy. I do have a full-time job now, so it's very, I shouldn't say very, but it's, I do have to sort of push myself, okay, come on, let's get this going, you know, because I do this for free. But I really hope that you guys will read those as they come out, And I hope that this, you know, I could obviously sit down this weekend and maybe translate all of them. But I think I want to do it slowly just for my own sake, because I'll go crazy if I try to do them all at once anyways. But then I thought this is perfect timing now to do this. Now that the show's being re-aired, maybe some new sets of fans, as well as fans who are rewatching it, can appreciate these action reports as they come out for each episode. One other thing I'll mention real quick is I want to, after each episode, I want to post the music that was heard in each episode on the front page. Maybe not every song, but some of the key songs that were heard in the background. And you're welcome to go to Amazon. The links will directly to Amazon, and you can see the entire album. I think the links themselves will go to the song, so you can purchase them. I'm pretty sure they're all 99 cents, so it's a relatively inexpensive endeavor. And you'll probably notice a few songs being repeated week after week, because they're just sort of thematic for the show. So that's something you can also follow. So the website itself won't change dramatically, for better or for worse. But I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to continue it. And I'm glad that I kept it for this long. I was so, I don't know, there was never truly a point that I ever would have said, well, I guess I'll stop, you know, hosting it, because it does cost a little bit of money, not a lot, but a little bit. I'm so glad that I held on this long, because I really think something good will come out of it, especially if any fans can get something out of this, then I guess I've done my job in that regard. So I really appreciate all the support I've been getting from fans throughout the years. And now that IGPX is back, I look back at my website. I can't help but finish my podcast by saying this. I'm really, like, humbled by all the support I've got. Really, when I look at my website, and I really think it looks so ugly. And I know I said this 5 minutes ago, but I'll say it again. I really appreciate the fans who have been patient with that. Even the podcasts were never, like, you know, this high-quality thing that I was hoping. But, you know, it turned out the way it is, and I hope that as someone who ran this website, that I can continue to, you know, provide the most extensive website that I can, as much as I can. And with your support, I'll have I'll have more of the spirit to do it. And that's another reason why I'm you know, going to plug this for a second or third time, to go to NamiFaithful.com. Websites like that, where they're doing podcasts week after week, and they're maintaining this awesome website week after week. I'm really happy that there are people out there who are like that. I wish I could be a part of them. Maybe I can be at some point. So I'm really happy that they did that. And so I would say, if you can do it better, go for it. And I've seen Wikipedia, whoever's been updating that, I've seen some descriptions of the team members that are actually better than my website. So good for them is what I would say. I think it's more power to the fans to have as much information as possible. So I really hope that people will continue to watch this show and continue to support it throughout the years. I'll probably do another podcast maybe at the end of the 26 episodes, or maybe in between if anything else comes up, anything major that comes up. I don't know that this podcast was terribly necessary, but thank you for listening for the last 21 minutes or so. Or however long it ends up being after I edit some stuff out. And I hope that you'll continue to, yeah, as I've said, watch the show and, you know, let me know what you would like to see on the website, and I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the show.